Stand by for news coming out of Germany. The German Chancellor says that the European Union needs a constitution that makes reference to Christianity and God. That's the headline. I'm Jimmy DeYoung, and I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Following her recent audience with Pope Benedict, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the European Union needs a constitution that makes reference to Christianity and God. Chancellor Merkel believes a redrafted treaty should include clear links to Europe's Christian heritage. Mrs. Merkel visited the Pope to discuss issues in European and international politics ahead of the Pope's visit to Germany. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A European Union treaty, which is the constitution for the Union, with references to its Christian heritage, is in line with the prophetic scenario in Bible prophecy for the last days. Think about this. The late Pope John Paul worked diligently to have the formers of the European Constitution include references to Europe's Christian heritage and the role it played in forming the Union of European States known as the European Union. As the EU considers how to tackle the deadlock after the treaty rejection by French and Dutch voters last year, Spain, Italy, Poland, and now Germany are strong supporters of a reference to God in a new European Union charter. The German Chancellor says that Europe needs a European identity in the form of a constitutional treaty, and it should be connected to Christianity and God, since Christianity has forged Europe in a decisive way. That is what will happen to bring together the European states and their formation of the European Union. There will be a religious connection, according to Bible prophecy. John the Apostle pre-wrote history of the coming worldwide religion of the end times, as recorded in Revelation chapter 17. This religion will be a mother-son cult that calls for co-equal worship of the mother and the son, as was the case of the roots of this international religious system in Babylon 4,500 years ago. With the fall of the Babylonian Empire in 539 BC, the mother-son cult religion moved its headquarters to Pergamos before finally ending up in Rome, Italy, which is exactly what Revelation 17:9 calls for in the last days. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...